Tim, congratulations on being the first British astronaut, or sorry, British citizen selected by ESA for its astronaut corps. How has the reaction been at home, and are there any plans for outreach work with the British National Space Centre?
Yeah, the reaction at home has been fantastic. I mean, there's been huge support, not just from family and friends, but huge support from the general public as well. Obviously, the press coverage for myself has been quite interesting, something I'm not used to. But I've been absolutely delighted with the way the news has been received and the support that I've received at home.
And possible outreach work with schools with the British National Space Centre?
I certainly hope so, yes. That's something that we'll no doubt hear more about during our training, and once we actually start working with ESA on the 1st of September, we'll all start to get involved independently with our own national outreach programmes, and I would certainly hope to work with the British National Space Centre on that.
As you say, your basic training begins in September. Have you been told exactly what that will entail?
Not in a huge amount of detail, no, only the fact that we're being prepared for an 18-month basic training period, which obviously is going to incorporate a number of different subjects and a number of different expertise and specialities. Also, looking at the six of us, there's a huge amount of diversity amongst us, and so no doubt that some of us will need more training than others in different areas. So we'll just have to wait and see how the program pans out.
And have been a test pilot with Augusta Westland most recently. Would you like to do the sort of training, for example, Soyuz Commander training that I believe some ESA astronauts do?
Yeah, absolutely love it. I mean, obviously, from a test piloting point of view, as I said before, to take that one step further and be selected as an astronaut is the absolute pinnacle of any test pilot's career. Absolutely thrilled to be in this position, and it's a huge privilege. And to actually incorporate my test piloting skills in the astronaut environment, in the space environment, is going to be a tremendous challenge and something that will no doubt be extremely rewarding.
And, of course, Helen Sharman was the first British citizen to fly on a Soyuz on a space mission to a space station. Have you had the chance to talk to or meet Helen at all?
Not yet, no. No doubt there'll be plenty of opportunity in the future to meet her and many other astronauts. And as we've all been saying today, it's great to draw on that experience. So I'm very much looking forward to having discussions with her about her own experiences and learning as much as I can from that.
Oh, Tim Peake, British European Space Agency astronaut, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Andy Mogensen, Denmark's first astronaut for the European Space Agency, and thanks for talking to us today. What's been the reaction back in Denmark because you have been selected as the first Danish astronaut?
The reaction has been absolutely phenomenal. It has really taken me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that kind of reaction at all. I mean, I know spaceflight is very, very interesting, but it still has been absolutely overwhelming. I think the moment I was most shocked was when I walked into the press conference in Paris and I saw the number of Danish journalists that were present there. I hadn't expected that at all.
And back home in Denmark, your space agency there, have you spoken to them about what you might be doing in terms of outreach work?
Yes, I went back to Denmark and had a meeting with them, but in terms of concrete events, I don't know, because we're not really sure what ESA has planned for us coming up in the training. I mean, I think it's going to be very time-consuming, so it's a question of being able to fit in events in Denmark with whatever activities ESA have planned for us.
And your basic training begins in September. What do you know that you'll be doing in those first few weeks?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of concrete information. All I know is that we'll be starting Russian training. I think they have a lot of travel planned for us, visits to Johnson Space Center in Houston, Star City in Moscow, and the other centers around Europe. But apart from that, I think probably a lot of very interesting or exciting experiences like zero-G flights. Oh, at least that's what I'm looking forward to. I've never tried that before.
So it's potentially going to be a familiarization process to make you understand how the Astronaut Corps Office works and how ESA works with the other space agencies.
Exactly. A lot of sort of fundamentals or introduction to manned spaceflight, to the International Space Station, and probably to the other participating countries and the participating agencies.
Well, Andy Mogensen, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Samantha Cristoforetti, thanks for talking to FlightGlobal.com today. So you're a Italian Air Force AMX attack fighter aircraft pilot, and you're now an astronaut. How does that feel?
It's great. It's wonderful. As I said before, I am now in the second best job in the world, and I look forward, starting on the 1st of September, to move to the European Astronaut Training Center in Cologne to take up the best job in the world.
You're the second woman to be selected by ESA over the last 20 years for its astronaut corps. What's been the reaction, and the first woman, I believe, what's been the reaction in back home in Italy?
There's been some interest specifically related to this aspect. Now, for me, of course, it's just great to be here. I mean, if I wasn't the second woman and I was the 20th, I would be just as happy. But, of course, it has drawn some interest.
And you mentioned the training that begins in September. Is anything particular part of that training that you're looking forward to?
We don't know the details exactly of the training, so I wouldn't be able to tell you that. I'm just, you know, looking forward to learn as much as I can about this new job.
Learning Russian?
Yes, well, I do speak Russian a little bit. I had a chance to spend a year of my studies in Russia, but I definitely look forward to improve my Russian.
And finally, part of the European Space Agency's astronaut corps training can include Soyuz commander work, where you learn how to fly a Soyuz capsule. Is that something that appeals to you?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, as a pilot, I'm especially attracted, I guess, by the operational aspects of space flight, and that, of course, includes flying the space vehicle.
And are you hoping, when do you think you might be able to fly to the station? 2015, 2014?
Well, I guess the first of us might fly in 2013-14, and then in the year after that, then the remaining ones. So, of course, I hope to fly as soon as possible, but as the Director General said today, we all are going to fly, so that's the important part.
Well, Samantha Cristoforetti, thank you very much for talking to FlightGlobal.com today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.